faith insight. Because he could see what was being expressed through all that was around him. We have this, the opening of the letter. Historically, probably there is one great, enormous, the greatest mystic who ever lived at the source of this, probably John. And he had a school, and he taught them. What did he teach them? He taught them to see what's going on. He taught them to look and see how this world is diaphanous and reveals God, particularly the church, and particularly the Eucharist, to see it for what it really is. That's why he starts. And he founded a school. What was from the beginning? What we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon and touched with our hands about the word of life. That's the incarnation. The incarnation began with creation. God manifesting himself in matter. What a marvelous idea. God in his wisdom, you know, just decided. And there was. And there weren't just angels. There were planets and trees and mountains and human beings who are matter and will be matter forever. And so will this world be forever, because God is going to transform it and make it glorious forever. His plan is not going to be thwarted by Satan's tricking us and bringing us into darkness. He sent his Son to pull us out of that darkness and that eternal death, and to give us back our heritage. So faith, you know, you could call faith like a flare for reality. You know, just get it. For instance, suppose you're at a concert. Oh, beautiful concert. Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, Mahler, anybody you like. And this genius has created this thing, and as the orchestra starts to play, the whole place is filled with sound, and this sound penetrates you, lifts you up, talks to you, just... And it's over. And you turn to your friend and you say, wasn't that marvelous? And your friend says, what time is it? He didn't get it. But it was there to be got. But he didn't get it. Now, he didn't have pay enough attention, maybe. Maybe he didn't have a flair for music. Or take him to the Convento di San Marco in Florence and let him look at those Fra Angelicos painted right on the wall, painted, you know, just there. And he said, you know, what time's lunch? He didn't get it. But it's there to be gotten. Faith is like that, you see. That's a flair for music, a flair for art, a flair for architecture, a flair for beauty. Now, you can have eternal life without that, but not without the gift of faith, which is a flair for reality. And that's what he's telling us here, you see. It's a flair for reality. I touched him. I saw him. And I knew who he was. Not when I first, I knew something right from the beginning. So we have the story of the resurrection. Mary sees it, says, they've stolen the body. She saw it, but as yet, she didn't get it. But she's tenacious, and this is the secret in faith, right? She loves him. She is going to find him, even if it's just his body. She's the patron saint of affection for Jesus. She's not going to give up. So the two guys run out there, and of course John, you know, he's writing this, and so the other one gets there first. Peter goes right in, looks around, doesn't see much, and leaves. And the other one, he saw and believed. Now, he didn't believe what he saw. He believed what he saw signified. He got it. He rose from the dead. He's not here. Can you imagine? Now, that's the work of the Holy Spirit, to take that, your spirit, and bring it above, but through the evidence. You look now, can you see the body of Christ in the church? With all the sins and all the mess and all the scandal and all the rest, do you see the body of Christ? The only hope for salvation for the whole world, do you see it? It's there to be got. That's faith. This is why, you know, we have this opened up to our eyes, you know, the whole world, the incarnation of your Son. It says there in that preface, right? Preface 1. We're going to use preface 2 today because it's got the same thing. But this one, not magnificently translated, but good enough. In the wonder of the incarnation, your eternal word has brought to the eyes of faith a new and radiant vision of your glory. In him, we see our God made visible, and so are caught up in the love of the God we cannot see. Isn't that faith? Isn't that what human beings are? To see it. To see it. That's a flare. But it's a pure gift. You know, I suppose the music and the art, that's a gift too. But now this is a pure, this is an eternal gift. Given to everybody. And not everybody's going to get music or art, and that's all right. But faith. Divine reality. Everybody is offered that. Now suppose you love music. You love to play it. You love to hear it. You love to... Aren't you going to practice? Aren't you going to listen? Oh, listen to that. Aren't you going to do that? Faith is the same thing. We have to practice. We have to look at Jesus and say, Jesus, this is what I believe about you. That you are God incarnate. That you came among us. That you were born of the Virgin Mary. That you lived in Nazareth. And you taught and healed. And you revealed who you are. You did the works of your Father. And people saw your Father. Now you're glorious in heaven. And I can catch glimpses of you. You talk to me. Make me aware of your presence. You feed me on your body and blood. I love you, Jesus. I want to give you my whole life. That's how we work on this flare. So pretty soon you see it. You're walking down the street and there's this guy totally out of it. You know, whoever, and that's Christ. Do you see it? This is the whole feast of Christmas, right? I've told you this story before, but Catherine Daugherty stayed with Dorothy Day down in New York when she first went down there because she had this assignment. She finally found her own place in Harlem and began, but she stayed with Dorothy. And one night, there was a great big double bed, and that's what, you know, this is poverty. That's all there was. One night, about midnight, a girl knocked on the door. And there she was, and her whole face was broken out. It was obviously syphilis. And she said, I have no place to stay. And I said, come in, dear, come in. And then she said, Catherine, now you take that mattress and put it in the bathtub, and you'll be fine. And this girl and I are going to use the bed. Catherine's a nurse. She called her aside. She said, listen, Dorothy, I'm a nurse. That girl has syphilis. If you sleep with her, you could get syphilis. Dorothy said, Catherine, that girl is Christ. That was the end of that. She had a flare. Now, like any flare, we have to work at it. Have you said yet today, Jesus, my whole day and my whole life is yours. I thank you. This is a gift from you that I can live and move, that I'm here. That I'm here, that I can receive your body and blood. I thank you. I know this is your body and your blood. Don't ask me how I know, but I know. You see, faith for us, sometimes it's like an opinion. Well, I guess everybody says so. You know? No, faith is a way of knowing. It's a flare for reality. You see what's happened to our poor world? You know, well, you know, then you're into that kind of stuff. You think God made the world and there's a God and abortion's wrong and, you know, same-sex marriage. You're into that sort of stuff, you know. You're conservative. Well, I'm liberal. And that covers it. Not a word about truth. How do we help people regain the flair for truth? We practice ourselves all day long. We tell Jesus, I know you're right here. I don't feel a thing. In fact, I got a bad cold. I feel terrible. But I know you're here. And I love you. And I'm glad you're here. That's what St. John can teach us, you see. That's what he can teach us. It's a flare. God is manifesting himself through matter all the time. Through the eyes of the people we see. Through the bread and wine he makes into his own body and blood. God takes matter very seriously. He likes it. And he will show himself and feed us through it.